Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan. Every now and then, I'm known to make a mistake. I did not make a mistake with this guy. But I can tell you this, he's going to be the next vice president of the United States.
Let me introduce to you the next president, the next vice president of the United States of America, Joe Biden.
That's been an interesting beginning. The race welcomes Paul Ryan, and that's where we get started. As the presidential race is number one over the weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits. It's Monday, the 13th of August. I'm Doug Steffen. Join me in welcoming the controversy, the conversation, your calls at 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney there making a gaffe introducing Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate, and then Barack Obama making the same gaffe. That was 4 years ago when he introduced Joe Biden as his running mate. So it's the presidential race and gaffes, if that's what you want to waste your time on. I'd more like to spend our time getting to some of the meats, but we spend a lot of time on the Monday program, at least in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, reviewing the Sunday morning television interview programs, so-called news shows. And there's always a conversation, especially in this arena, on politics and what's going on in Washington and what are we focused on. So we'll start our review of those shows with 60 Minutes on CBS. Bob Schieffer talks to Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan about how the decision was reached to get Ryan onto the ticket.
Governor, I want to start with this. You have been going through this process of deciding who you wanted as your running mate for about 3 months. Very methodical, all of it conducted in secret. What I would like to know, was there one point where there was one moment when you said, this is the guy, this is my guy?
Well, actually, you know, we've been working together for a while, and over the last year, Paul and I have come together on some policy issues and sat down and discussed those things. I was impressed with his understanding of the issues that we were facing and also his political acumen. But then we spent some time on the campaign trail. I got to meet his wife and three children and was very impressed. But the final decision, Bob, was not until really August 1st. When I kept my mind open, but I was intrigued and inclined towards Paul for some time, but I kept my mind open. And then on August 1st, it was time to make that final decision. I called Paul and said, I'd like to meet you on Sunday. And we sat down and made it happen.
Well, what was it that did it?
Well, you know, this is a guy who's a real leader. There are a lot of people who go to Washington or go to their state houses with a personal ambition in mind. Paul had a very different course laid out for his life and became convinced that he was needed to try and get the country back on track. And he has gone to Washington with a passion for making a difference.
Has this sunk in on you yet?
It has, because I've felt for a while now that our country is in a very perilous position. And I've done everything I could in my career as chairman of the Budget Committee to try and make a difference to tackle this economic and fiscal challenge before it tackles us. Sunday is when we had this conversation, and it took a little while to sink in after that. But to see all Americans coming out to these rallies, hungry for solutions, hungry for people that provide leadership to get this country on the right track, I'm very excited about this.
Well,
I really think we can turn this thing around.
What did the governor say when he offered?
He essentially said that we share the same values and that I have the kinds of experiences that complement his skills, that complement his experience, to help him govern, to execute a vision to get this country back on the right track, you know, to create jobs, to help people get back on the path in life.
What did you say?
I said yes.
Just yes?
I said I'm honored, I'm humbled, and I said yes.
How long had you been thinking, Paul Ryan?
Well, you know, I've been given a number of people consideration, and there's some terrific people who could become president of the United States, as Paul. I mean, Paul could become, if it were necessary, could become president. He has the experience and judgment, capacity, and character to become president. And that was the first and most important criteria.
Congressman, this is going to change your whole life. What did your family think about it?
Well, we've dedicated much of our lives to saving this country, to public service. I planned a different path for my life when I was younger, and I felt a calling to public service. And Jana and I, my wife and I, discussed this at great length. It is going to change our life, but we really think that this is a moment in the country that needs leadership. And we really think that we can make a big difference and get our country back on track.
All right. So there's an introduction for Paul Ryan fans. You know what he's about, but if you didn't know much about him, I must confess, other than the budget discussions this past year or so, I didn't know much about the guy. Seems to be A-OK if you're of that ilk. And so what do you think? 800-510-8255. Let's move over to CNN. Candy Crowley talks to Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who's a Democrat, on the House Budget Committee. He's with Ryan there about the pick.
Tell me what he's like to work with, because so much of what America sees out there today is there's two sides and they never get together. Have you found that this is the man you could work with?
Well, look, personally, Paul Ryan and I get along very well. We're collegial colleagues. We have very sharp differences, and we express them very clearly, but always in a civil manner. We got together early on when he became chairman, I became ranking member, and said, look, we have these very deep differences, and that, of course, is what this campaign will be about. But let's try and express them in a way that actually tries to elevate the debate, because people need to understand exactly what these choices are about. And I do think that in picking Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney has crystallized that choice. And I think at the end of the day, when people hear it, that debate is going to help the president and his reelection.
Well, in fact, isn't this what you all have said all along this was about? The president's folks early on said it's about a choice. It's not about what's going on right now in the economy specifically. It's about who are you going to choose to move forward with it. And so if they have that choice, then this, you know, one hopes has the essentials for a high-minded campaign, which you would agree it hasn't been so far.
Well, this does have now the potential and the opportunity to make this a very sharp choice. And in picking Paul Ryan, what Mitt Romney has done is pick somebody who has an economic plan and a budget plan that is great for people just like Mitt Romney. It's great if you're very wealthy in this country because it provides you additional tax breaks, but it does so at the expense of everyone and everything else. The expense of seniors on Medicare who get hit harder, expense of investment in our education system. So that's the choice they're making. And I think what the American people are going to see very clearly is the trade-offs involved in the decisions we make. Giving tax breaks to folks at the very top is not a free lunch. It hits everybody else in the country.
All right, so the blah, blah continues. What say you on that? 800-510-8255. Republican candidate Mitt Romney says attacks on business and taxes are just diversions from discussing issues and positions in the presidential race. Do you agree with that? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like... Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach, so classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, if you're looking for the next big conversation with Appeal, it'll be Paul Ryan for the next week or so. Here from Fox, Shannon Bream talks to Sarah Palin on Paul Ryan.
Let's talk about Paul Ryan. What do you make of the pick, and what do you think it'll do for the overall ticket?
Oh, I'm excited that now we have a team of Romney Ryan that will certainly offer an alternative to the vision that Barack Obama and Joe Biden have for America, where the Obama ticket believes that growing government and taking away personal freedoms and the corresponding responsibility that comes with our freedoms, taking that away from Americans and this conflict of vision that we'll see on the other side is a sound and secure vision for America that understands the free market, that understands what it takes to get the economy roaring back to
conservatives, maybe others who had not been completely sold on the idea of Mitt Romney.
Well, I think a lot of maybe Tea Party patriots have understood wisely that they've had no choice. You know, of course they're going to go with anybody but Obama. And now, yes, I believe that there will be a strengthening, more enthusiasm, because this ticket represents this message that this campaign is about the economy. And with Paul Ryan, who's known for his conscientious concern for our budget and for getting America out of debt, this makes it tougher for Obama to do his continual distracting and dividing and pivoting off the economy, because this ticket represents this campaign is about the economy.
So on a personal note, what is life going to be like now for Paul Ryan and for his family now that he's been thrust into this national spotlight as you were 4 years ago?
Yeah, and as I was thrust into this, you know, going from Wasilla to the national, international stage with about 4 days preparation, I believe that Paul Ryan will certainly be scrutinized. He'll be vetted, but there's a lot of us who will have his back, and we will call out the media for their lies, for their distortions, as they try to thrash his reputation and his record. I felt, Shannon, that when I was thrust into that spotlight, didn't have a whole lot of people in the McCain campaign who had my back and would correct the media, because they had a lot of friends in the media and they wanted jobs with the media afterwards. They didn't really defend what I really stood for.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
For the focus on the presidential race, the new addition is Paul Ryan as the vice president's choice. A day after Paul Ryan was named as the running mate, the president welcomed him into the race at a campaign fundraiser on the south side of Chicago. Obama branded Ryan the ideological leader of the Republicans in Congress. He acknowledged Ryan as a decent man, a family man, and an articulate spokesman for Romney's vision, but he said it's a vision he fundamentally disagrees with. What about you? You agree or disagree with what he has to say, or has had to say? From Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to the chairman of the Republican National Committee about the Democrats so quickly moving in to attack Paul Ryan.
No surprise to you, it didn't take long for Democrats to express just how they feel about this pick. Dan Balz wrote in his piece this morning the following. There was no one on Romney's short list of contenders that Democrats wanted to run against more than the chairman of the House Budget Committee. He is the architect, as you well know, of the Republican budget on Medicare, on what to do about government spending. The Obama team has already put out a web ad that I'm sure will be coming to a TV set near you, and this is an excerpt of it.
The Paul Ryan Medicare plan turns Medicare into a voucher system.
The Paul Ryan budget, which cuts aid to the disabled, which cuts aid to immigrants' children, which cuts aid to the elderly.
The cuts in here are so dramatic. They are so painful.
The Democrats might call that the rap sheet against Paul Ryan. How's he going to handle this?
Well, first of all, I mean, I think you have to look at the president's record, David. I mean, let's look at this. Wait a second. We've had a credit downgrade in this country. We had a president who promised he was going to carpet the world and delivered nothing. He said that he would cut the deficit in half by the end of his first term. And what did he do? He put us on a debt trajectory that is more than all of the debt accumulated before him combined.
But, Chairman, I understand your position about the president, but I asked you about, and the Democrats are going to take the fight to Ryan's record. You talked about governing. Right. Well, Paul Ryan's been in the House for 14 years. He has governed. These are his ideas, his plan. Evidently, they're Mitt Romney's plans as well.
Well, listen, I think that if you lay out the contrast and you lay out the choice of the American people, if you want to go down the road of debt, decline, and doubt, or, and by the way, taking $700 billion out of Medicare, as President Obama did. He stole $700 billion out of Medicare to fund European health care. We can go down that route, or we can put solutions on the table to big problems and have the debate. I mean, what do we want? Do we want solutions?
Hold on, I just have to stop you, though, because what did you just say about health care? The knock on the president's health care plan is that it cut Medicare spending for seniors. What does we know it? That's an objective fact, because he would change it from how it now operates as a fee, a pay for service, into a premium support, is what he calls it. Other people call it a voucher. You give seniors a certain amount of money, and then they have to, you know, get exposed to the private market. That's a fact about what he believes, in addition to the fact that on the general budget, he certainly wants to cut federal spending way back. That would hurt the social safety net. All of those are facts, are they not?
David, if we do nothing, and if we go down the road that this president wants to go down and these Democrats, Medicare will be changed forever as we know it. It will be bankrupt by 2024. Medicare is going broke. Every person in America watching this now knows that that's true. This president stole. He didn't cut Medicare. He stole $700 billion from Medicare to fund Obamacare. If any person in this entire debate has blood on their hands in regard to Medicare, it's Barack Obama.
800-510-8255. By the way, right after the announcement over the weekend Paul Ryan was going to be the vice presidential pick, the Romney campaign raised $1.2 million in 4 hours after that announcement. Campaign spokespeople are saying that a lot of this activity happened with people aggressively commenting on Twitter, which is kind of interesting. More on the presidential race coming up in the next half hour of the countdown.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Work here at 33 past the hour on this week's Sunday programs. The expected conversation about the running mate pick, Mr. Romney picks Paul Ryan. So what do you think about it? Mitt Romney announces during an appearance at the USS Wisconsin in Norfolk, Virginia, that Paul Ryan would serve as his running mate. During his remarks, Ryan stated that Mr. Obama and his allies are incapable of making tough decisions. Who agrees with that? He will join our list of callers in a few moments at 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, back to the Sunday morning news programs on television, which form a lot of the fodder early in the week for conversation. This clip happens to be from ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos with Paul Gigot and Howard Dean about Mitt Romney picking Paul Ryan.
On Wednesday, April 8th, you write a long editorial, Why Not Paul Ryan? You get your wish.
Vice presidents don't determine elections, these choices, but they do reflect on the nature, the political character of the candidate. And it speaks well of candidate Romney. Ryan is a serious, thoughtful man, man of ideas. He's in politics for the right reasons. I've known him for 20 years, and he has always been focused on policy and doing the right, what he thinks to be the right thing for the country.
And you're right. He best exemplifies the nature and stakes of this election.
Well, I think you have he talks about it as a generational choice, and I think it's about the size and scope of government, how intrusive we want government to be, what grows an economy. Is it the private sector that creates jobs, or is it the government through spending that creates jobs? Ryan understands this, and I think the choice reflects the fact that Romney has concluded that he can't win this election only by attacking the president and the failed policies of this administration. People know that, but they need something positive. They need something hopeful. Ryan gives him that agenda and that energy and a set of policies that they can now promote.
So, Howard Dean, the Wall Street Journal, a lot of conservatives very happy, but Democrats many Democrats yesterday practically gleeful as well.
I think this is a problem. I would agree with everything that Paul said. He is going to give a real choice. That's exactly what Romney was trying to avoid before. He was trying to move towards the middle. And Ryan makes it almost impossible for him to do that. Ryan wants a voucher program for Medicare. Well, that's anathema to some of the independents, seniors.
No, he doesn't like that word. He calls it premium support.
Yeah, it's a voucher program. That's what it is. When you can, you get a piece of paper from the government, you can use it to spend it on buying health insurance. And if there's any, if you have to pay more, too bad for you. It's a voucher program. So the problem is, I agree. I don't know Paul Ryan, but I have heard very few bad things about him as a human being, other than his views, which don't seem to take into consideration that there are a lot of people struggling who do depend on government. So this is going to be a referendum. Unfortunately for Mitt Romney, I don't think it's the kind of referendum that Mitt Romney would really like to have.
The referendum is on big government versus government that controls itself. That would be my way of framing this at this point in time. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. On the news cycle on Sunday, we're focused on presidential candidate Mitt Romney announcing that Paul Ryan will serve as his running mate. Romney promised that he and Ryan would provide bold, specific, and achievable proposals to mend the economy. Something has to give, doesn't it? What's happened in the last 4 years hasn't helped most people in this country, has it, in terms of the economy? All right, so we've heard the Sunday morning television news programs summarized. Now let's get to some of the weekend talk radio hosts and their view on the pick. We start with Nick Iannelli, who talked to Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin about how this choice was risky for Mitt Romney.
What we're hearing from the talking heads today, this may be a risky pick for Mitt Romney. Many people consider Paul Ryan to be possibly controversial because of some of the cuts he'd like to make. Do you think this is risky for Mitt Romney? Is it an all-or-nothing kind of pick?
No, I think it is bold. I think it is courageous. And I think the interesting thing is, I just mentioned this to David Gregory, I meet the press. They talked about some polling on Medicare. And he said, you know, the reality is the polling is that people are concerned when you phrase it a certain way. Well, the reality is Paul Ryan's talked about this for years. He's been elected overwhelmingly in a district that is one of the most competitive in the country, which means he gets elected by not only Republicans, but Democrats and independents as well. Because when you hear the truth is under Paul Ryan's plan, Medicare is protected. Seniors, people at retirement or near retirement today, if you're 55 and above, you're protected under his plan. So it's the difference between the reality of what he's actually talking about versus the scare tactics of those in Washington. They're out in full force. You're seeing them. Just saw David Axelrod on behalf of the president. They want this campaign to be all about attacking, distorting the truth. Paul Ryan and ultimately Mitt Romney, I think, want to raise the level of discourse. They want to have a true and honest debate with the American people about how we take on our economic and fiscal crises. And I think the more people hear both from Romney and from Ryan, the more they're going to like them. And I think, if anything, the big risk is that the Obama campaign is putting all their eggs in the basket of attacking the other side without offering any true hope, any true vision for the future. And I think it's going to backfire.
Ryan has a very powerful role in Congress right now as the chairman of the House Budget Committee. As vice president, if he's elected VP, is he going to lose any influence? He won't be crafting policy in the way he's crafting it right now.
Well, he won't be actually drafting it as he does in Congress. But I think more importantly, I mean, to me, this is obviously I've been a friend of Paul for more than 20 years. He grew up just down the way. I grew up in a small town called Dullam, and he grew up in Janesville. So I'm just thrilled beyond belief for Paul, for Jana, for their family, and most importantly for the American people. But what? In addition to that, what excites me about this and why I think it's such a good pick, beyond just the politics, is what it says to me is that Mitt Romney is serious about governing, not just about winning, about governing, about tackling the economic crisis that we see abundantly clear here in Wisconsin, we see across America, and tackling the fiscal mess that this country's in.
800-510-8255. See, I think the people that don't realize or don't want to realize or don't want to hear about what's going on currently, the denial about fiscal realities, this is a very important decision, maybe the most important political decision you've ever made. But what do you think of your choices now as Romney introduces Paul Ryan as his running mate? His party now has a young and right conservative, is that what the word is? Whatever the word is, it does help to contour the campaign and sharpen the choice that faces you in November. What does the selection of Mr. Ryan do for you? He's the chief architect of the party's plan for tax and spending cuts, an advocate for reshaping the Medicare program. Pretty interesting, and people have said it is pretty defining. 800-510-8255. Obama is just, all he does is assault Romney. They never talk about what they've done, do they? Never, ever, ever do the Democrats talk about what's been done, because nothing's been done. Except government has gotten bigger and more out of control. The size and role of the government is the center of the debate. And that brings in a lot of people who are on Ron Paul's side. It'll be interesting to see where he comes in on all of this. Where do you come in? 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Rob Mason talking to Congressman Sander Levin of Michigan, who thinks that the pick of Ryan raises the stakes for the election.
Tell us a little bit, just in general terms, of what your reaction is to Mitt Romney's selection.
I think what it does is to crystallize the choice before all of us in this country, and it really raises the stakes. I heard Candace Miller talk about Ryan and Social Security. He would destroy it by privatizing it. That was in his budget bill. He would destroy Medicare also by voucherizing it and raise, this is an analysis of the budget, raise seniors' health care costs by over $6,400. And it would obliterate Medicaid, which is the source of one-half long-term care. And his budget, in addition to all of that, would provide a tax cut, this is another recent analysis, of over $330,000 for income over $1 million, 150 times the tax cut that would go to middle-class families. So this crystallizes the choice. And I think for the middle class of this country, would help to build the middle class, there couldn't be a clearer choice, and I think the American people will reject it.
So I'm taking, you are rather positive that a Romney-Ryan ticket means better advantages for the wealthy, less advantages for those who are not in that category.
I think clearly for the middle class, what the Ryan budget did, it's really a radical budget to take Social Security. Yes, privatizing it hurts the middle class. Destroying Medicare, increasing costs for seniors clearly hurts the middle class. The tax cut, with a tax cut analysis show, would increase taxes for 25 million people, give middle class people who are not affected by those cuts a very small tax cut, 150 times more than that for income over $1 million. So I think the choice is now even clearer.
Yeah, it's all about class warfare and dividing the country. That's what, instead of getting everybody together and trying to work together, which is what Ryan seems to be doing, whether you like or dislike his points of view, he seems to be very civil, and that's what you hear about him over and over again. Do you want to scream at the radio yet? Your chance is coming. 800-510-8255. Talk radio time is 16 before the hour.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine being a television star, the fame, and the decked-out trailer. Now imagine we take that all away from you, and the only trailer you'll see is exploding in front of you.
Live ammo, real explosion.
Executive producers Dick Wolf and Mark Burnett will take eight celebrities into the battlefield alongside real soldiers.
Detonate on the way out.
Real danger.
There's a chance I could die.
Real drama.
Are you kidding me?
The two-hour series premiere of Stars Earn Stripes, followed by the season premiere of Grimm, tonight on NBC.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and what I would like you to do right now is look out your window, whether it is in front of you, at an automobile, whether it is outside of your home, outside of your office building, wherever you are, I want you to look outside. Now, what do you see? Do you see anything that you want? You might see that magnificent car that you really want. You might see a home across the street that you said to yourself, man, I see it and I wish I could have it. You might be looking outside the window and you might be looking all the way up at the top of an office building and say to yourself, one day I see myself there. And then, of course, you go back and you say, that was a nice sight. What we see, we want. What we see, we have the right to have. What we see, we have the right to dream. And all we need to do is say to ourselves, people will now see me in that car, in that building, and in my life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the presidential race, the addition of Mr. Ryan. Your call is coming up after Mr. Romney decided on Paul Ryan. And there was a carefully planned transition for him from Congress to vice presidential candidate. It was very secretive. A week ago, Ryan went through O'Hare in a baseball cap and sunglasses and flew into New England to meet Mr. Romney, 19-year-old Romney's 19-year-old son picked up Ryan and drove him to a meeting. It's kind of cool. All right, let's see here. We have talk host Bill Mahler with political analyst Paul Liznick about some of the concerns that people have regarding Ryan and Romney.
I have read where some people say that Mr. Ryan is sort of a wolf in sheep's clothing, that he looks very wholesome, Midwestern guy. He sounds very articulate and kind of benign. But in fact, he is the face in the front of a very extreme point of view on the role of government in this country and in the lives of its people. That basically, if Ryan and Romney are elected, we will see a wholesale dismantling of that government if you consider what both of these men have said in the past.
Well, I mean, look, once again, if you were to have Republicans, Democrats call in right now, you'd have people take a dissimilar position to that, saying, you know, that their vision is all about cutting the deficit and watching the budget. But it is sort of interesting. I mean, Ryan, of course, is a seven-term congressman, so he was around Congress for many of the votes that took place that put the country in the situation it's in. So he's not wasn't watching from the sidelines, so he'll have to sort of explain that. At the same time, he's calling for, you know, cutting the deficit reduction, but he also wants to increase spending in defense. And yet he was part of the vote that dealt with this whole situation that we're in, of these automatic cuts that are coming up, and now wanting to back out of having that happen. So, you know, the point is, by picking Paul Ryan, you pick somebody who's in the thick of things. Republicans will stand behind him and say, great pick. And by the way, I think it was a smart pick for Mitt Romney on many accounts. It was the right thing for him to do. But it certainly won't put to rest any of the fights that Democrats and Republicans are having.
The points about Ryan's past votes, one interview I saw with him, where he said basically, you know, he's only 42 now, and so he was in his 30s for most of his time in Congress, and he was sort of playing along because that's what he felt he had to do. And he says, you know, I would not have made most of those votes, but I really did because I was, you know, under great pressure by leadership to do this. But now, you know, he says he stands apart And separate from what the leadership wants, he's his own man. How will he play with the independent, though, Paul? Because that's where the election will come down to.
Well, look, he's going to play to the right. There's no question that in picking Paul Ryan, you know, you haven't just picked somebody who likes the Ryan plan. You picked the architect of the Ryan budget plan. So independents who ultimately feel that the, you know, Romney-Ryan way to go is the way to go will go for him. But there'll be no doubt that this isn't going to be a matter of, hey, we've got somebody in the middle. Hey, I think the way that's not, you know, let's put it this way. Romney's sort of wishy-washiness that he gets accused of all the time. He certainly solidified in picking a running mate who is clearly more to the right of center, very clearly farther to the right of center, and there won't be any denying that. So the independents who ultimately go that way will vote for him, but those that aren't comfortable with that, there won't be any denying that that's who Paul Ryan is.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects with us as the Talk Radio Review discusses the presidential race in the edition of Mr. Ryan. Here is host Clarence Mitchell, along with Jimmy Mathis, talking to political analyst Richard Vatz about whether Romney's pick of Ryan is likely to make any difference in the election at all.
If this ticket were reversed, it was Ryan Romney, Obama's people will be having nightmares right now. It's a good pick. It's a solid pick. The debate with Biden, he'll eat Biden up.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, it will not make a difference. A Ryan Romney ticket, if it were reversed, they could be having nightmares right now.
Well, Professor, I want to get your take on this, because as I'm putting together my personal short list, I got to be honest with you, Paul Ryan wasn't on it. I had plenty Portman. Rubio is really guys who I thought was going to...
Are those people you want or people you anticipated would be picked?
They were people I anticipated. If I had my way, it would have been Marco Rubio. But I got to tell you, as I've been taking all this in this morning, I like this pick. If as long as Romney is not afraid to make this election about the economy, then I think it's a great pick. And we're not going to hear about dancing horses and elevators and tax returns anytime soon.
Well, let me say a bunch of things. A, I think it's a good pick. The only hesitancy I have is the lack of administrative experience, which is now off the table for criticizing Obama for. But also, let me say something generally about vice presidential choices. The consensus, the wrong consensus is that it makes no difference. It's not true. The reason people assume that it doesn't matter whom you choose for vice president is, in public opinion polls, people say they vote for president. Well, it's just not always true. The vice president presidential choice in many presidential elections has been the difference. In 1960, the choice of Johnson was the difference. In 1972, I think McGovern really hurt himself with his choice of Eagleton and then the use of Shriver. In 2004, I think that Cheney destroyed Edwards in a debate. In 2008, I've got to tell you, the choice of Palin was absolutely dispositive. It was a terrible choice. So I think that the choice of the vice president, regardless of what the public opinion polls indicate, is very, very important. I think this is a good choice. I think he's personable. I think he's persuasive. I think there's nothing off-putting about him. And it also focuses on the economy.
On the economy, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. Remember how that has come around to be buzz phrase number one for most as they think about the future politically. Doug listens to the countdown in Bedford, Virginia, and wants to be heard on this ticket. Go ahead, Doug. It looks like you're enthusiastic about it.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely believe it because of simple reason. You know, the only other two people that we've got that's running the country between Joe Biden and Barack Obama is nothing but two Chicago thugs that kept this country divided. And I think it's going to be something positive to bring the country back together. And not only that, but at least these two individuals have gotten more experience in their big toenail than what Barack Obama does as far as their job experience and work experience.
So you're going to vote for the Romney ticket no matter who his vice presidential nominee was anyway, right?
Well, yeah, but it makes a huge difference because of some reason, at least with Ryan, that he's got the, it's unbelievable, the vibes that he's going to be able to bring in with Romney.
I told him he brings in some younger voters as well. Doug, thanks for your opinion. Jennifer's listening to the countdown in Tucson, Arizona, and now you're on the air. Jennifer, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning here.
Nothing wrong with that. It's a good time. All good Americans should be up and at it by now, Jennifer. Let's go.
Okay. Now, I'm pretty happy with the nomination that Mr. Romney made as far as getting Mr. Ryan in as the vice presidential hope to be. But I guess I'm really frustrated with the Medicare situation. I'm disabled, and I'm 41, and I'm on Medicare. See, what happens when you're disabled is you can get on it earlier than 65. And they always talk about, you know, this is for the seniors, this is for the seniors. And they don't talk about, you know, the fact that there are other people who are getting Medicare.
The so-called SSI benefits.
Yeah, here's the bottom line, though. Mr. Ryan, the new hopeful, he has a plan that would be a voucher system where a person would give the voucher to their doctor, and they would have to pay whatever the difference was between what Medicare would pay and what the doctor was charging. And that can get to be pretty steep sometimes. It can get very expensive, and also with drugs, too.
All right. So do you know, is this something that you know for a fact, or you've read some story, or you heard somebody discussing it?
I heard it on POTUS.
Has that statement ever come out of Ryan's mouth? That would be the way to get down to bear down to brass tacks here on this. We won't stop talking about this. A lot of it this week will be focused here on the countdown on this race. Thanks for being here on.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.